Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Cuban government accusing the U.S. of running afoul of diplomatic relations.
Cuba's foreign minister says the U.S. committed illegal actions that interfered with the affairs of the nation. The actions weren't specifically identified, but Cuban authorities say it violates the Vienna Convention, which in part rekindled relations between the two nations. Soon after the Cuban allegation, the U.S. Treasury announced a new penalty against a Cuban company it accuses of violating sanctions imposed on Venezuela. The U.S. already has restrictions in place on Venezuelan oil shipments to Cuba, as well as cruises to the island and flights to cities outside Havana. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Late word of three explosions simultaneously around Baghdad. Initial reports of five people killed, no immediate claim of responsibility. Earlier, there were reports of another protester killed as clashes continue between protesters and security forces in Baghdad. But these bombings happened far from Baghdad's Tahrir Square, which has been the epicenter of weeks of anti-government demonstrations. A new study offering some sobering news about life expectancy in America's workforce.
The report, published today in the Journal of the American Medical Association, says researchers at Virginia Commonwealth University looked at mortality rates for U.S. adults between 25 and 64. It found that from 1959 to 2016, life expectancy increased by almost 10 years, slowing over time. And from 2014 on, it declined. A major contributor to that? Causes like drug overdoses, suicide, and organ system diseases are among the factors, something the study said occurs in all racial groups, starting as early as the 1990s, with the largest increases in the Ohio Valley and New England. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
New record highs on Wall Street today. Right now, the Dow's up 25 points. Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Great to have you with us, Kevin Wall, with you. And, of course, even with the holiday coming and 32 million of you traveling, many of you are already, I can see you flying out of McCarran International Airport. Our studios are just off the runway at McCarran International Airport. Even as 32 million of you are flying or traveling, the fact is that the House Intelligence Committee is going to be drawing up a final report that will that the House Judiciary Committee can use for articles of impeachment. What is this going to mean? And are the holidays going to be the holidays, or are we going to be worried about impeachment? I hope we're not going to be worried about impeachment. Joining us, as she does each and every week, my friend Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America PAC. Megan Barth, how are you?
I'm doing well, Kevin. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great. I got to ask you, this whole impeachment thing, the Democrats swore up and down that once people could see the hearings, they would come around to where Jerry Nadler is and Nancy Pelosi is and all these Democrats, that they would come around to the idea of impeachment. But now we're finding out, am I right? The polling shows the exact opposite. People are running away from impeachment. Am I right on that?
Well, it certainly seems like that, especially when there's literally, you could hear a pin drop over at CNBC, MSNBC, ABC, CNN. We were all told that there was going to be absolute evidence that, again, this conspiracy theory that Trump had the Ukrainians or the Russians or somebody interfere with the elections. Maybe it was the Macedonian bot farmers. We were supposed to find out about that through Robert Mueller. We never did. But this time, they had absolute concrete evidence. It's on tape, supposedly, in the transcript, that Trump committed quid pro quo. Oh, no, I'm sorry, not quid pro quo, bribery. Oh, not bribery, extortion. Or maybe it's extortion and bribery. And what's interesting about those charges that they laid out in the press for us the last 2 or 3 weeks or 4 weeks or however long the circus has been going on for, is that every single one of their hearsay witnesses testified on record that they did not witness a crime being committed by the president. They didn't witness bribery. They didn't witness extortion. They didn't see extortion. They didn't smell it. Nothing. No quid pro quo. So what are these articles of impeachment from the bowels of the Judiciary Committee? What are those articles going to look like? A he said, she said article of impeachment? What grounds, what constitutional grounds do these clowns have to take the extraordinary effort to overthrow, literally undermine an election by making sure that this vendetta that they've had against the president as soon as he came down the escalator was going to end up in impeachment? The coup has started. That's what the lawyer said. The coup has begun.
Let me ask you, a lot of this is at the behest of Adam Schiff. He's the same guy that said, I have irrefutable evidence against the president of the United States. I've seen the evidence. You haven't seen the evidence, but because I'm on the Intelligence Committee, I've seen the evidence. What happens if this thing blows up? Does it blow up in the face of Adam Schiff? Nancy Pelosi was dragged kicking and screaming to impeachment, but Adam Schiff's been there from the very beginning.
Well, it looks like it's blowing up right in their fascist faces. Because if you look at independence, if you look at independence and what happened to independence, they did a 180. They're down to only 11% of independents think it's worth going through the trouble and time to impeach this president on groundless and baseless allegations. Even the independents get, and that's the sweet spot. It's not only independents are the sweet spot for a Trump 2020 victory, but also the black vote. And I don't know if you saw Rasmussen correct their poll when it showed 34%, or perhaps it was, I think it was Rasmussen corrected their poll and said, oops, we kind of made an error yesterday where we said 34% of black Americans approve and support this president. It's 34.5%.
I just absolutely love that. And, of course, none of us put much of an importance on polls. We saw what happened in 2016. And if the polls were right, we would have had the last 3.5 years of Hillary Clinton as president. What happens now? We are being told that there will be some sort of report, a final report issued. I'm guessing there will be a minority report that the Republicans will write. And that supposedly it's going to come out somewhere shortly after Thanksgiving, the Thanksgiving holiday. But what happens then?
Well, I hope that the Democrats just steamroll their own graves to impeachment. I hope they vote on impeachment. They want to tar this president. They've been wanting to sabotage this president. Well, voila. Why don't you just carry out the mission and have a sham impeachment stain on this president's record? Because then guess what, Nancy, and guess what, Adam, and guess what, Jerry, and all of the other totalitarian socialists that lead the Democrat Party, then it goes to trial. Now, Mitch can either say, yep, we're going to have a trial and we're going to call all our witnesses, and Lindsey Graham has already subpoenaed all of the financial and communications records related to Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, and Joe doesn't like it so much. But then it goes to trial, and we can call our witnesses, and we can call Adam Schiff, and we can call Alexandra Chalupa, who is the Ukrainian contact within the DNC, who was hired by the DNC to go dig up dirt on Donald Trump and Paul Manafort. So we can have a trial, and I think it's probably they should put it on pay-per-view and raise money for the Republican Party, because from my vantage point, and I look at numbers, the Republicans are raking in cash, and the Democrats are bankrupt. They're bankrupt in their bank. They're bankrupt in their morals, and they're bankrupt in their policies. They can't sell to the American people. Socialism doesn't sell; it takes.
Wow. Let me do this another way. If they hold impeachment hearings, is it to the Republicans' benefit to either speed up or slow down the process? Would this be better? Because as long as there is impeachment, the Democrats can't be talking about any sort of positive, here's what we're going to do for you notion of the 2020 election. Would it be better for Republicans to slow down the process once this thing gets to the U.S. Senate?
Well, the Democrats started this narrative. They began writing the script. I suggest that it's the Republicans who finish it, and they can finish it however they'd like to. And I think if they slow it down, well, then some of these socialist candidates like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris aren't going to be able to campaign, but Kamala Harris is still campaigning, and she can't even get 1% of the black vote.
I just have
Trump has 34.5% favorability amongst black Americans, and that is in the face of Donald Trump and all of his supporters being called racists. Well, guess what? Now we're cultists, according to CNN. Brian Stetler, who had on some sort of psycho that was saying that, all Trump supporters are cult-like, or we're in a cult. See, so all they can do is smear. I wear these smears as a badge of honor, because it shows you just to what depths the Democrats will stoop without having an intellectual argument about open borders, higher taxes. Bernie Sanders just promised to tax everybody that's making $29,000. Did you catch that? That Wow. He and his socialist wife are only going to exempt $29,000 of your first income, and I think beyond that is a progressive tax.
Wow.
Starting at 4%. So, like I said, they don't want to talk about their policies, because when you unravel their policies, all it is take, 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 not make, make, make. They're the only ones that are making anything, and that is absolute power over, Bloomberg? So you're gonna tell me what size drink I can have? Well, then I'm just going to go buy two smaller drinks. You see, they try to manipulate behavior through your pocketbook.
That's amazing. Mike Bloomberg, he's not Michael anymore. Now that he's running for president, he is Mike Bloomberg, running for president. We're going to talk about the impact of that on the Democrat race. Also, the president's going to be in Sunrise, Florida this afternoon, 4 o'clock our time. It is a homecoming speech. We'll see if Megan can preview that for us. And a whole lot more coming up as we continue. It is Tuesday, the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, live and local now. Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it now. I'm here to tell you about PIPCOA, the Pain Injury and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive, pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. I've been dealing with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. For many months now, I've tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing has worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I first discovered PIPCOA. The results have been amazing. After just one treatment, I experienced immediate pain relief. Make your pain go away. Call PIPCOA 702-546-8767 or stop by their Las Vegas office at 7390 West Sahara Avenue. That's 702-546-8767.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
You know, everyone in Las Vegas knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's Taco Shop. Ah, authentic family dishes prepared hot and fresh every day. Like the Chili Colorado Combo, a favorite of mine, made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce, served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans, and a refreshing drink. It's magnifico! Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop, with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop!
Hi, this is Kevin Wall. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty Health Share. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's Liberty Health Share.
At its heart, free markets are about opportunity. I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. Advancing freedom, empowering individuals with opportunity, well, that's at the core of Nevada Policy's mission. It's the reason our organization exists. We believe individuals who work hard, take risks, and are dedicated to building a future for their family, they deserve the opportunity to pursue their dreams without politicians and government getting in the way. And you know what? We're not alone. Nevadans from all walks of life partner with us to promote the kind of free market solutions that maximize opportunities for individuals. Together, we work to preserve and expand the kind of freedom that has made Nevada such an amazing place to live. Now, more than ever, we're taking this message to a more diverse audience, letting more Nevadans than ever before know exactly how we're working to keep this state free and prosperous for them. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more and to support our important work today. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Also joining us, Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America PAC. Megan, let me ask you. Michael Bloomberg is no longer Michael Bloomberg for the foreseeable future, or at least as long as the $37 million doesn't run out. He is Mike Bloomberg, and he's running for president. How will he impact the Democrat race? I mean, I don't know where he fits in. Whoops. Hang on one second here. Let me try it again here. Megan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, there you go. Where does Michael Bloomberg fit in?
Well, Michael Bloomberg isn't fitting in too well, considering that when he was in Virginia, he said he was in Southern Virginia, and he was not. He tweeted and announced his campaign on Twitter. His campaign got less tweets than the responses to it got. He certainly fits into the Democrat mold. I wouldn't call him an independent. When you look at the history of New York mayors running, they don't really do that well in the Rust Belt. Even Rudy Giuliani, if he was to do well at all, didn't seem to do well, his campaign never caught on. Michael Bloomberg is just another gun grabber. Michael Bloomberg is just another climate fearmonger. And Michael Bloomberg believes that he should live one way and all the serfs should live another way. He was known as the mayor of New York for living a very lavish lifestyle because he could afford to. He was escorted around in a limo, and he was in an air-conditioned limo at a certain temperature at all times, and he had all of these luxuries of a billionaire while mayor of New York. And he also was actually pretty good in one sense, is that he had what is known as stop, check, and frisk. Now, this hurts him amongst some in the black community and all Democrats, because they believe that, you know, stop and frisk is actually bad because it's racial profiling, even though that it reduced crime significantly of taking legal drugs and guns off the streets. So he has a very fine needle to thread. He has the money to carry him through. He can self-fund. And what the DNC absolutely broke is a joke right now. They need somebody with some deep pockets to take on the RNC and the Trump machine.
Is this a statement about Joe Biden and his lack of viability, that the fact that Mike Bloomberg has to jump into this race at the 11th hour, spend $37 million for a few weeks of TV ads? What does that say about Joe Biden? It tells me that he doesn't value Joe Biden's candidacy and that Biden may not be with us for long.
Well, I don't think there are many out there. I mean, you even have David Axelrod, the brains behind the Obamas, basically ripping Joe Biden a new one. Anybody with two eyes, two ears, and that can see and hear that the guy is not a good candidate, whether it's age, whether it's his inability to get a point across without completely stumbling over his own tongue. He doesn't warm up. He does have a percentage of the black vote, and I believe, and I don't understand really why, but that's important to Democrats. South Carolina specifically, you look at, he's leading there, and that tends to be the bellwether for Democrat candidates. So, you know, Joe is Joe, and you're either going to accept him, but if that's the best they got, and if that was the best they got, you wouldn't see Patrick Duvall or Michael Bloomberg or Mike Bloomberg, whatever he wants to be called, back into the race or jumping into the race so late. The field, the bench and the field right now for the Democrats, it reminds me of Dukakis.
That's kind of scary.
Mayor Pete? You think Mayor Pete, 5'3" Mayor Pete, from some town that no one really knows of, and is not very popular with black Americans because he's messed up that city 16 ways to Sunday.
Wow.
So you look at who's leading, and it's all identity politics. It's Joe's turn, okay? Well, then it's Elizabeth Warren because, you know, she's a female socialist, I guess. Then you look at Bernie Sanders. Oh, there's another white socialist, but maybe it's his turn, too. Mayor Pete, he's gay. I mean, that's all he's got going for him. I mean, you look at his platform, and it's written basically as a prologue to the Communist Manifesto. I mean, he was raised by communists. This isn't something new. So the Democrat field, Kamala, even black people aren't supporting Kamala Harris. And it doesn't have to do that we're not ready for a black woman. We're just not ready for Kamala Harris. And hopefully we'll never be ready for Kamala Harris.
I pray not. Let me just ask you, towards the end of our last session, you talked about the MAGA meetup that night. And how did the MAGA meetup go? And you have any plans for another MAGA meetup anytime soon?
The MAGA meetup at Stoney's for Veterans Village that we had. We wanted to do a food drive. We wanted to do it for a local charity. We picked Veterans Village. We had two carloads, like flatbeds, full of food. The people of Las Vegas came out, as they always do when there is a time of need, especially veterans, and even in the rain, braved the rain. We had, I think, a good solid 50 to 60 people come through, which is a little bit light. Normally we have over 100. But with the weather and everything, but still, the amount of food we got, it was like we had hundreds of people there. So I express my thanks personally to every single person that showed up. I tried to meet as many people as I could. I saw a lot of familiar faces. And it's just so, you know, it really, for me and Tiffany and Courtney Holland, it just means the world of us for everyone to come. We had some woman drove like 4 hours, I think.
To get there.
Yeah, we had people from Plumps come. Just all over in the weather, and so it was a really a special one. As far as the next one, probably not before the holidays, but we'll definitely kick it up in January.
That'd be great. Hey, Megan, you have a great Thanksgiving. Are you staying put here in Southern Nevada? Are you going up north or what?
I'm going nowhere. And for my friends in Northern Nevada, I hope you have snow tires. I hope you have chains. I guess there's a huge storm coming through.
Yep.
And so, no, I am staying right here, and we're going to get snow down here. So I'm a little excited for a dusting, but be safe up in Northern Nevada.
Hey, that's great. Megan, thank you so much. Have a great Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you next week.
Very good. You too. Happy Thanksgiving to all. Thanks.
There you go. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America PAC. Joining us. Coming up, winter weather is coming to the rurals. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are slightly higher as investors continue to monitor the latest developments on the trade front. And shares of Best Buy are up 12% and leading the S&P 500 higher. The electronics retailer joining a handful of other big box stores like Target and Walmart and releasing some strong sales numbers for the third quarter and boosting its forecast for the critical holiday shopping season. Best Buy, once under severe threat from Amazon, is holding its own after aggressively expanding its online operations, speeding up deliveries, and making store visits for customers a better overall experience. However, it's a different story for discount store chain Dollar Tree. Its shares plunging over 15% today after the company, which owns both the Dollar Tree and Family Dollar, lowered its earnings guidance for the year, with Dollar Tree expecting a hit from U.S. tariffs on Chinese imports. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter says he'd love for high-level members of his staff to testify in Congress, but that he's fighting for future presidents and the office by fighting a judge's ruling.
A day after a federal district court judge ruled that former White House counsel Don McGahn has no lawful basis for refusing to appear before the House Judiciary Committee pursuant to a duly issued subpoena, the Department of Justice has filed an appeal.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. A fast-growing wildfire is threatening homes in Southern California.
The Santa Barbara County Sheriff said 2,400 homes were under evacuation orders. The area is filled with dense brush that hasn't burned in about 30 years. The good news is the weather is shifting and a storm is moving in today, so rain is expected.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal in Los Angeles. Anti-government protests at a university in Hong Kong appear to be over, with just one young woman found in a search of the campus. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Sean Hannity. If you're not watching Hannity right now, you should be. This is a critical moment for the president and for you. America needs to know what's really going on in Washington, and I will give you a take you will get nowhere else on Hannity.
Weeknights at 9 on the Fox News Channel.
We're celebrating American Patriots on Fox Nation, the streaming service that celebrates America. Want to sign up? FoxNation.com. Celebrate America every day with exclusive shows, in-depth documentaries you won't find anywhere else.
I'm Maria Bartiromo from Fox Business. My parents lived the American dream. My father cooked in his restaurant. I was the coat check girl. Today, I'm still working the hardest I've ever worked, giving my viewers every tool I can to help them succeed.
I'm Stuart Varney from Fox Business. My first investment, traveling the world for about 5 years and ending up right here in America. Damn good investment, actually. Fox Business.
Invested in you.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. app. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. If you wonder why, and by the way, I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And one of the things I want to get to in this half hour, and we can do it as part of our wall-to-wall free-for-all or another way as well, and that is this notion that Democrats have gotten way over their skis. And the fact is that Democrats are in trouble. If you look at the early battleground states, if you look at Trump beating every major candidate the Democrats are putting up against him. This is going on right now. Now, granted, it's 11 months before Election Day. And a lot can happen. But the snapshot right now is that the Democrats have horribly misplayed impeachment. I mean, it's not even close. And more importantly, that Democrats have got some very serious problems. So how did they get to this point? I contend, and let's go to cut 7. I contend that the fake news media has had a lot to do with this, because they have been pushing this narrative, maybe at the behest of the Democrat Party, don't know. Are they in cahoots with the Democrat Party? Probably. But I want you to hear a quick montage of the fake news media pushing Dems into impeachment. Here it is.
If precedent means anything in the Trump era, Donald Trump must be impeached.
But if they don't impeach, Democrats will abdicate a clear constitutional chance to hold this president fully accountable.
A national nightmare is upon us. The basic rules of our democracy are under attack from the president. We begin tonight with a series of admissions by the president that all but assures his impeachment in the House of Representatives.
I don't understand why the fact that impeachment is polarizing is some sort of, it makes them just as cowardly as the Republicans.
Absolutely. And it, to my mind, it also is an abdication of their constitutional responsibility.
Will there be any consequences for this president who is continuing to defy the rule of law?
Well, Don Lemon has the right idea. push the Democrats into this kind of behavior. Now, Lee Zeldin, this is cut 8. Lee Zeldin is a GOP congressman from New York and was on Fox News last night. Adam Schiff is fighting a losing battle. I mean, everybody and their brother now is telling me, and even some of my Democrat friends, that Adam Schiff is losing the battle for impeachment. This was Lee Zeldin last night on Fox.
Adam Schiff is still trying to give it the old college try. I want your reaction to something he said over the weekend. Watch.
The public support for impeachment has grown fairly dramatically in the last 2 months. So whether it is now essentially at a plateau or whether it will continue to grow or shrink, I don't think is really the question we should be asking.
Congressman Zeldin, we've seen the exact opposite trend over the past three and a half weeks, even among Democrats losing interest at the very least.
Yeah, his imagination has grown. He certainly wants to be able to sell this fairy tale that he's writing. He wanted to be a screenwriter. And essentially, he's trying to connect dots that aren't connected. He's relying on second, third, fourth hand hearsay. You've been covering this a lot over the course of the last couple of months. The facts aren't on his side, but he's desperate to sell this. And when he said on the Sunday morning news shows that he has to go back and talk to his constituents as if his mind wasn't made up, give me a break. I think that he really wants to go forward with impeachment. What's really interesting going forward, if precedent means anything, Ken Starr, as the independent counsel during the Clinton impeachment, presented his report in person under oath. That's how much he believed in it. Let's see how much Adam Schiff believes in the report that he's about to turn in about a week from now. Will he be willing to show up at the House Judiciary Committee, for example, under oath and answer questions? Will he face cross-examination not just from Republicans, but also from the president's counsel? Let's see if the prosecutor, the judge, the jury, Adam Schiff, will take his report from his kangaroo court to the American people and answer those tough questions. Yeah. He's way ahead of his skis here, and I think he's going to pay a huge price. But I don't know if the Democrats really at this point can roll back from impeachment because they've really gone all in.
Let me just say this. The squad is going to go totally nuts on this one. I mean, they're not going to be satisfied with a censure. I can't imagine. But, you know, look, they could say, you know, we appreciate you all, but we got to do this for the good of the party and the country.
Now, the big question, the big question is, what happens if we get, well, let's just say we get to the end of the Thanksgiving weekend, this weekend, and all of a sudden, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, something like that, the Democrats come up with impeachment report. The House Intelligence Committee. They hand it over to the Judiciary Committee, which in turn writes the articles of impeachment. But what happens if the Democrats lead us towards impeachment and nobody follows them? What's going to happen? I'm going to open up our phone lines at 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from my Republican friends, from my Democrat friends, and I do have a lot of Democrat friends, and many of them listen to this show, and to my, well, to my independents. I want to find out from you, what is going on? These polls that we are seeing in early battleground states that show that folks just aren't in favor of impeachment. What happens to impeachment then? And how, pray tell, will the Democrats be able to walk this back? Or can they? Have they gone beyond the point of no return? Have they gone so far with impeachment that they can't walk it back? Is it possible that they're going to go so far that they can't walk it back to what I call impeachment light, which is censure? Call the president into the chambers and censure him. I mean, I'm not even sure the president would have to show up. If this were a member of the House, and censure means you bring the member to the well of the body, the Senate or the House, and they are read the articles of censure. And then they can make a statement, or they don't have to make a statement, apologizing for what they did. I mean, censure has been done in the House of Representatives. I've never seen it in the Senate, but I'm sure it's there too. Anyway, stick around. More to do as we continue. We'll get to your calls on the other side. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You know how that works. You call in. You tell us what matters to you. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to hear from Democrats. This is an all-skate exercise. I want to find out if even reasonable Democrats are willing to walk away from impeachment. We'll see what you think coming up next. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now. Here's a question for you. How much is bad credit costing you? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of having bad credit? Listen up. You don't have to live with it anymore. In 90 days, you can repair your credit and repair your life. Call my friends at Sterling Credit Group, 833-91-LEND-1. Within 90 days, they'll drastically improve your credit and make you credit worthy. And they back that up with a 100% money-back guarantee. Hey, let's face it. The credit repair industry has many untrustworthy people. But these guys you can trust. So if you need to repair your credit, or if you're a realtor, sell insurance, or you work for a mortgage company and your clients need a better credit score, call Sterling Credit, 833-91-LEND-1. That's Sterling Credit, 833-91-LEND-1. 833-91-LEND-1, or visit them at sterlingcreditgroup.net/fitnessfinance.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports the balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
Health insurance open enrollment is finally here. Are you ready? Hey, Kevin Wall here. There are several key changes to be aware of this year. Don't miss your chance to get the guidance you need and the peace of mind you deserve. Are you worried you won't be able to find an affordable quality health plan? Worried you won't be able to keep your doctor? Do you currently have a marketplace plan with financial assistance? Or are you curious if you qualify? Let my friend Pat Casale and his team at the MultiCare Group provide you with a free personalized evaluation. They're contracted with every insurance carrier in the marketplace to ensure you have access to the best plan for you. Call 702-396-9449 for your free evaluation. Open enrollment for individuals and families closes on December 15th. Open enrollment for Medicare closes on December 7th. Once the deadline's hit, your door to a qualified health plan will close. So call Pat Casale at the MultiCare Group right now. 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you on this Tuesday before Thanksgiving. I want to remind you, we got weather. We'll tell you about the weather for Nye and North. I believe it's northeastern Nye County and White Pine. They got some nasty weather coming there. Yeah, I mean, like nasty as in trouble, troubled weather. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by PIBCOA. Somebody called them, I guess, yesterday and said, how do you pronounce your name? It's PIBCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. And at PIBCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive, pain-free therapy. Now, I suffered from my own chronic pain for about 7 or 8 months due to an impingement of my left rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy. Nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIBCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, and they were painless, by the way, the pain in my shoulder went away. In fact, I have canceled my scheduled shoulder surgery. You don't have to live with chronic pain. Make that pain go away, regardless of why you've got the pain. Back pain, car accident, pulled hamstring, doesn't matter. Call PIBCOA at 702-546-8767. The number again, 702-546-8767. Let me do that one more time. 702-546-8767, and that is PIBCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America. To your phone calls we go. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. One of the things we like to do is in our final segment, we essentially open it up to anything you want to talk about. That's how we do it. Let's go to Robert. Robert, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. What do you want to talk about today?
Well, we go from impeachment to Donald Trump's rape of Alaska with Governor Dunleavy and the Alaska Pebble Mine that could yield $1 billion a year in gold for the next 20 years and put and destroy the world's greatest salmon run. Donald doesn't eat salmon. He eats steak. He doesn't give a damn about killing the salmon. He just wants to grab the gold with Governor Dunleavy. And he grabbed the oil up there that Jack died shutting down. And Donald Trump is—he's just after oil and gold.
Well, trust me. If that were true, I promise you, the Democrats would be all over this. Now you're getting into conspiracy theories, and you're welcome to do so. I'm just telling you, though, that if there was even a sniff of this kind of conspiracy, Adam Schiff would have been all over this months ago. Scott in Las Vegas. Scott, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kevin. I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving.
And I hope you do, too. I hope you do, too.
Oh, thank you. What this is it's pure sedition. Sedition is a serious felony punishable by fines and up to 20 years in prison, and it refers to the act of inciting revolt or violence against a lawful authority with the goal of destroying or overthrowing it. You don't think this is what Adam Shifty Schiff is doing? He did a rally in Los Angeles stating that the threat to our democracy is not Russia or Red China. The threat to our democracy is President Trump. Now, that's not sedition. And then we have another clown who crawled out from underneath a rock in Hamilton, Ontario, came across the border to our soil, And he's not even getting paid to be on the radio. But what he spews is revolt and violence against a lawful authority with the goal of destroying it or overthrowing it.
Wow. Wow. Have you noticed that just a couple of days ahead of Thanksgiving, how the rhetoric has become a little more strident? I wonder why. That's two calls that were pretty strident. Wow. I want you to hear Alan Dershowitz. And, of course, yesterday, you know, we had a couple of different in fact, this is going to be cut four. A couple of different rulings, one for the president, one against the president. The one for the president, the Supreme Court is not going to let Congress right now go after the president's tax returns. The Supreme Court stayed that. And there was another one involving Don McGahn that went against the president. But it's still not certain if Don McGahn will ever testify. In fact, he probably won't. But this was Alan Dershowitz on with Laura Ingraham last night and their reaction to the federal judge ruling on the former counsel to the president, Don McGahn.
Obama-appointed federal judge Ketanji Brown Jackson has ruled that former mm-hmm. White House counsel Don McGahn must comply with the House impeachment subpoena. The DOJ has already said it's going to appeal. It should also be noted that our competitors were loath to admit tonight that if upheld at the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, McGahn could just show up to Congress and assert privilege on as many mm-hmm. questions as he mm-hmm. wanted. Mm-hmm. Alan, your response to the hyperbolic reaction to this one federal district court judge in D.C. on this question of McGahn?
Well, the big winner is Uber, because McGahn's going to have to get into his car. He's going to have to go over to the Capitol, raise his hand, take an oath, and then he can invoke privilege. So this has no substantive impact. The judge went out of her way to say, I am not ruling on the issues of privilege. All I'm saying is he has to show up. He used that word. And then she went nuts talking about how the president's not the king. Of course the president's not the king. The president's far more powerful than the king. The president has the power that kings have never had. He's very, very powerful office, and the framers wanted it that way. That's why they required for impeachment very strict criteria to be met. And we don't live in a parliamentary democracy where parliament can just vote to remove a leader, a prime minister. So this decision itself has no big impact. All it means is people have to show up, and then they can invoke the privilege.
So there you have it. There you have it from Alan Dershowitz, who's a pretty smart guy. In fact, a really smart guy. I want to bring you some of this weather stuff before we leave you today. If you are traveling in and around Ely and some other places around the state, we've got some really nasty weather. In fact, there's a winter storm warning in effect from 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. So while you're sleeping tomorrow, 4 a.m. to 4 a.m. Thanksgiving Day. Heavy snow expected. Total snow accumulation, get this, 5 to 10 inches in valley locations, 10 to 20 inches in most mountain areas. This is White Pine County, so Ely and other places around Ely. Northeastern Nye County. And again, that's from 4 a.m. Wednesday to 4 a.m. on Thursday, on Thanksgiving Day. What they're saying is travel could be very difficult. Hazardous conditions could impact the morning or evening commute as well as holiday travel. And a winter storm warning for snow means severe winter weather conditions. And so what they're talking about, gosh, total snow accumulation. And again, this is White Pine and northeastern Nye County. This is going to get nasty. 5 to 10 inches in valley locations, 10 to 20 inches in most mountain areas. Southerly winds 15 to 30 miles an hour with gusts as high as 45. You could have whiteout conditions before we're done. So be careful out there. This weather is going to get nasty. And if you are flying, know that that Denver and places like that are getting hit. If you're commuting through Denver, and you're making a stop or you're going to change planes in places like Denver and some of the folks back in the Midwest, be careful. It's gonna get a little nasty. I want to remind you, tomorrow Pat Casale will join you. He's got a lot of ideas, a lot of opinions. He's going to lay a bunch of them on you tomorrow. On Thursday and Friday, we'll be in best of mode, and then we'll be back with you on Monday. I hope you're going to have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. Drive carefully. Be careful out there, would you please? And if you're traveling, remember the busiest day, travel day of the year, I think, is tomorrow. If you are traveling tomorrow, just take a deep breath. Count to 10. Till we join you next time, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your holiday weekend, would you please? Live and local now. Last night I hold a letter slam, and so I wish that I could stay before the thing could answer me. Well, someone couldn't put the lamp away. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.